tricky. Now we turn that to sediment. So in that picture we had the industry pouring stuff into the creek that was ending up in the sediments in the estuary. So we have got bulk solids then with pores in them. Those bulk solids will contain clays. We're going to look at the structure of clays soon. Silts and sand then are simply larger particulate size minerals and our humiconformic matter. The pores will contain pore water, which has gas concentrations which are significantly different to the bulk phase above. So if we've got the process of methanogenesis going on in the sediment because it's anaerobic, anoxic conditions, then we'll have very elevated levels of methane, for instance. The typical conditions in a sediment which are remote from the surface will be anaerobic. Because the organisms have moved away from using oxygen, then you're down in that series, so you can be down as far as methanogenesis, so there'll be reducing conditions. And the pores allow water to go in and come back out, so that means they're highly leached. So any soluble metals have been removed. The sort of things that we'll find in a sediment will be clays. So our clay then is a small particle down in the micron range, which is a aluminosilicate, and it's a sheet aluminosilicate. Now if we think of our aerosol particles, they were small particles with a high surface area, so this then is an example of a material that we find in the waterways quite commonly, and in sediments and in soils with a high surface area. High surface area is synonymous with high reactivity, high ability to exchange. So humic matter we know about. Remember humic matter then was composed into our humic acids and our fulvic acids. And then we can get the joining of our clays and our humic matter. So this would be then called clay humic complexes. Now these ones then are responsible for the absorption of lots of organic binding. So if you've got an organic component, somebody throws a pesticide into a creek, that creek ends up into an estuary. Where will we likely to find this stuff? We're likely to find it on the sediments because these things here will be traps for the organic matter. That organic matter which is trying to get out of water, so it's a hydrophobic organic compound, it'll jump onto typically a clay humic complex or the humic matter, or in the last case onto the clays and